Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev v'Tzion, and particularly for Avi Moroni Merasi Sheyichyu, for Binyamin Shoshana Rabin Edechaya, Sarah Bas Klera, Kamer Mordechai Ben Tal Sarah, Golan Ben Gabriel, Matan Ben Dvorah, Eliyahu Ben Ravit, Baruch Ben Sivi, Elisha Yehuda Ben Ruti, Eliezer Chaim Ben Esther Sima, Binyamin Simcha Vedina Menya, David Ben Ziv, Ram Yosef Ben Chana, Zal Ben Bat, Yonasan Yaakov Yedisar, Yehuda Ben Gittel, David Yoshua Ben Liba Malka, Moshe Aaron Ben Leah Bela, Arya Yoshua Ben Tamar Yehudis, and Yeritzuk Ben Bracha, and Leonishmas Ben Rosh Hashanah, 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 and Rosan Zishon Rav Yosef, Shmuel Pinchas Ben, Rav Yaakov Tzvi, and we're going to be learning the sugya of Hallel, the Chiv of Kriyas HaHallel, Al Pi Toiras, Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Moreinenu, Lishma L'Zichur Tavis Nefesh HaGon, HaGadol Moreh Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi David Manzatzal. Haramam Kotev B'Sefer HaMitzvus B'Shoresh HaRishon. The Rambam is Masig and the Bach, and the Bahag. The Bahag enumerates mitzvahs kriyas ahalel b'minyan ha-taryag mitzvahs shenitnu l'moyshe b'smisinai. So the Bahag enumerates halel as one of the 613. The Rambam comments on this v'histakel, disapprovingly, v'histakel mimisha yishma l'shoinem nembru l'moyshe b'smisinai v'yimne kriyas ahalel sheshibach bo David ha-melech olav ha-shalom as-el yizborach Shetziva bo Moshe. He thinks that it's incorrect to enumerate this as one of the mitzvahs miSinai, because it's the Shevach of David HaMelech. Sinai came a few weeks before David HaMelech, right? So how can David HaMelech's Shevachim of Hallel be miSinai? So that's the Rambam doesn't accept that. The Ramban is Tameh on the Kash of the Rambam. Because we see B'shitas HaRambam Atzmai that the Rambam enumerates the mitzvah of Tefillah as a mitzvah saseh from the Pasuk that says, V'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem. Ayein b'divrei HaRambam b'sefer HaMitzvos mitzvah saseh hey, b'tchila silchas Tefillah. We've had Shiurim on this in the past, Gevaldik Torah, but the Rambam enumerates the mitzvah of tefillah. Just he says that the minyan ham tefillos is not minat Torah. The number, right, the three times a day is not minat Torah. Ve'ein mishnah tefillah azois minat Torah. Ve'ein letefillah zman kavua minat Torah. So the nusach of tefillah is not minat Torah. The zman of tefillah is not minat Torah. The number of tefillos are not minat Torah. And it's the rabbi's takana that we daven 18 brachas b'matbea shekavu anshei kineses hagadola, using the beautiful formulation of the anshei kineses hagadola, and we daven three times a day. And so too says the Ramban, shir sheve mikdash u minat Torah k'divrei Omer k'shira b'peh. So singing in the mikdash is minat Torah. However, what were they singing in the mikdash? They were singing in the mikdash the shirim of David HaMelech, Pirkei Tehillim. So, like it says in the Gemara, Iker Shira Bepeh. So when the Torah says Shira, it's Bepeh. And Memela, what were they singing? Okay, you get to choose your song. But the fact that it's a song is Menat, you sing in the Mikdash Menat Torah. So why don't we say the same thing? Lama lo neima ken gam b'halel. Shechiyuvo Menat Torah. That the fundamental chiyuv of Halel is of a biblical nature. V'hachiyuv al pirkei ha-halel. However, these specific parokim that David HaMelech was mitaken is only of a rabbinic nature. So what compels the Rambam, says the Ramban, to say that the Iker Chiyuv Halel is only rabbinic? Ma pitom? Ma pitom? It could be very well biblical, like the Bahag has it. And just what exactly is said is rabbinic. But the yesod of Hallel of praising Hashem is biblical. Vihi kushyal limta lechoyra. Lechoyra, this kasha, the Ramban, is, as they say in the yeshivas, Ashtalka Kasha. And in the Tshuvas Maisa Nisim and Simon Aleph, Rabbi Daniel HaBavli is Masig like this on the Ramban. Also the Nemuka Yosef in Brochis and Daf Yudal Ramad Aleph B'Shem HaRo'ah. And the Sefer Marganisa Tov and Leif Sameach try to be Miyashev Kavanas HaRambam. However, in the Sefer Toyafas Re'em and the Sefer HaYireim in Mitzvah Reish Samech Beis, he was already doicha their resolution. And therefore, we come back to our kasha of the Ramban. So that is kasha number one. You know, Kedarkeinu B'Kodesh, in our shiurim, we like to pile up the kashas, because that's the only way to get to knowledge, is by asking questions. How do they, as Rav Amiel talks about in his Akdama to the Midas L'Cheker Halacha, how did they get to the law of gravity? Because Isaac Newton, really, they have a study now that came out that an Italian polymath discovered, an iconic artist discovered gravity nearly 2 centuries before Newton. Vinci, some fellow named Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci. So he already discovered that. Okay, anyway, it doesn't matter. But Newton sees an apple falling from the tree, and he says to himself, wait a second, how come the apple's falling down and not up? So that's number one. Number two, the Ramban asks on the Rambam, from what it says in the Gemara in Tainis, and of Chofches Amud Beis, Omarovo, Zosomeres, from the fact that we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, that the Maimud, right, the Mishnah says that on the first of Teves, they didn't say the Tefillah of the Ma'amados in the Beis HaMikdash because of the fact that there was Hallel. So Hallel pushed off the Tefillah of the Maimud. So the Gemara asks, what about the first of Nisan? Say also the first of Nisan, there was no Maimud because of the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Gemara says, also Meres, Hallel, Halila de Beresh Yalcha. Hallel, Hane'emar, Be Rosh Chodesh, Lav Deir Reis is not in a Torah. It's just a minig, and therefore it's not Deir Chedemayimit. So we see that only Hal of Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa, but it certainly sounds like the Hal of the other 18 days is Doraisa. And the Gemara then enumerates the 18 days we say Halel. So those Lechora are Doraisa. So that's another Kasha in the Rambam. The Mogen Avrom and the Lechem Mishnah in the third Perek of Hilchos Chanukah and Halacha Vav, and in the Zohar Raki and Mitzvah Yutes, right, based on what Rashi says in Dibur HaMaschil Minog, that Halil of Chanukah Vadai Dochi Kevin Shenevim Tiknu Sheyomer Moisa Kol Perek Kidoy Raisa Domi, that the Halil of Chanukah, which is Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is Doicha the Maimed, that is Doi Raisa. It's like a Doi Raisa because the Nevim were metaking it, because they would say it on the Great Salvation. In the Great Salvations, we say Hallel. So therefore, the Hallel of Chanukah is Kidoy Raisa. In other words, it's not Doi Raisa Mamish, but it has a Smach Doi Raisa from the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Hashir Yiyelechem Kalel Hiskadesh Chag, that this song will be for you, in other words, Hallel, like a holiday. That's the pasuk from where we learn to say Hallel on Lil Pesach. So on Kolpanim, this Hallel of Chanukah is Kid De'oy Raisa Dami. It's like a De'oy Raisa, as Rashi writes, because it was said for the salvation of the Jewish people. So it's like a De'oy Raisa. Why? Because it has a smach midoy raisa from the pasuk of Divrei Kabbalah of that Asher Yelechem Kalel Eskadish Chag. So the halal on Chanukah is like deoy raisa. And the question is, right, because there's a smach midivrei Kabbalah. The question is, mehechi tesi that divrei Kabbalah should be considered like deoy raisa? What's learned from the Navi, this is Gemara in Erechan and Afiyu Fahamud Beis, that if it's a Mekudish Lasiyas Malacha, if it's a Moed, so then you say Halel. But this is only divrei Kabbalah. Mehechi tesi that divrei Kabbalah should be like mili deoy raisa? Divrei Nevi'im is considered like a Derabbanan. Why? Because ain't Navi Rashoi L'chadesh Dover. Nevi'im aren't allowed to create no mitzvahs. So it's Takanas Nevi'im, but it's not Kidoi Raisa. They call me Takanas Nevi'im, like Rashi writes B'Lashono. From the Gemara Psachim, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. It's what the Nevi'im say, not Midoy Raisa. And Bifrat, that's Pshat in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says even what's learned from Midrasha and from the Torah is called Divrei Sofrim. Except if the Gemara says that, it's Doy Raisa. You can see what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Sherash HaSheni and the Arichos of the Kesef Mishnah, the third pack of Ilchus Chanukah. So how can we say it's Midoy Raisa when it's only Midivrei Sofrim? So how is it that the Gemara says that you're not saying Hallel on Chanukah? That's Doicha the Maimed, because Nevi'im were metakein it because the Jews were saved, and it's Kidoi Raisa. But how could it be Doi Raisa when the whole Hallel is only based on a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah? That's where the Gemara gets to say Hallel from. Ashir Yalechem Kalel Eskadi Shachag. So we have a source in the Navi to say Hallel. Seder, but that's not like a Doraisa, especially according to the Rambam, who holds that what's learned from Pesukim isn't Doraisa, even it's learned from Pasuk in the Torah. It's really not from a Pasuk in the Navi. However, we have to understand the Etzem HaSugya, because from the Lashon of Rova, that Rosh Chodesh is lav d'oraisa, mashmutz d'rabbana. V're'enu ken, uli achiv mid'rabbana, ha'yitoich el ha'maymet. V'rak mishum sh'enu el ha'minag enu toich, kemavuach shem b'sugya o b'rashi. V'lama rabbi talad ze, v'ma sh'enu d'oraisa. From the Lashon of Rov, it's mashmutz d'oraisa, but that's not d'oraisa, the hal of Rosh Chodesh, but that it's d'rabbana. But it's not true, because if it were achiv d'rabbana, it would be toich el ha'maymet. The only reason it's not is because it's only a minuk, as we see there in the Sugin and Rashi. So why is Rava Tolid in the fact that it's not Doi Raisa? It's not because it's not Doi Raisa, it's because it's a minuk. That's why does Rava say that the reason it's not Doi the Maimah, the Tefillah of the Maimah, they used to say over the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Israelim would come to the Beis HaMikdash, they would all have Mishmaros, 24 different Mishmaros, and they'd come to the Beis HaMikdash and say various Tefillahs with the Kohanim and Levim. So these tefillahs were not said on Rosh Chodesh Teves, because it was Chanukah and Hallel was Doiche. But otherwise, it's not Doiche. Why is it not Doiche? Because it's a minuk. It's not Doiche because it's a minuk. On Rosh Chodesh, it's a minuk. Minagav is saying B'yadem, it says in the Gemara. So how come from the Lashon of Rava, who says that Rosh Chodesh is not Doi Raisa, the Hal of Rosh Chodesh is not Doi Raisa, it's Mashmetz Midrabbana. But then we see from the Sugi, it's not Derabbanan, it's only a Minug. As if it was Derabbanan, it would be Doi Chodesh Mamet. It's not Doi Chodesh Mamet, it's only a Minug. So again, We have in the Sugi and Tainis that Rava says that a Halal of Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa. Mashma, that only a Halal of Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa, but the other Halals are Doraisa. So that would apparently be Akasha. On the Rambam, that's where the Ramban asks on the Rambam, that you the Rambam say, Halal is not Doraisa. You see in the Gemara that it is only Halal of Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa, but other Halals are of the Yod Chesion that you say Halal. And the Megillas Esther, before I say the Magen Avraham, the Megillas Esther and the Lechem Mishnah. In Paragil Milchus Chanukah, they bring from Rashi, Minog, that Halal of Chanukah is the Doicha the Maimat because the Nevi'im were metaking it, that they should say for the issue of the Jewish people. That you say Halal, so it's Kidoi Raisa. So it's not Mamish Kidoi Raisa, but it's Midivrei Kabbalah. And then we asked, how can you call Divrei Kabbalah Doi Raisa? It's not. Ein Abir Shoy L'Chadish Dovar. And according to the Rambam, it's not Doi Raisa because even what's learned from the Torah is not Doi Raisa, unless the Gemara says it's Doi Raisa. What's learned from a Torah is only Divrei Soifrim. So how can we say that on Chanukah is the Kidoi Raisa when it's only learned from a Pasuk in Navi? And also all the other Halals that are learned from a Pasuk in Navi. Well, Halal is not learned from a Pasuk in Navi. Halal is learned from the fact that you said in every Tzar. But the other Halals... of the Yud Ches Yom also can't be Doraisa, because it's only learned from Navi. Vashir Elechem Kelel Eskadi Shechag, like we see in the Gemara Nerechem. So how does Doraisa find its way over here, both by Chanuk and by the Yud Ches Yom? And also, from Rava's Lashon, it's Mashma that Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa. Mashma that the other Halals are Doi Raisa, Halal Rosh Chodesh is not what the other Halals are, but it's not true. Because it's Mashma that it's not Doi Raisa, but the other Halals are Achiv Durabanan. But if we're Achiv Durabanan, meaning if Rosh Chodesh were Achiv Durabanan, it would be Doicha the Maimed. And the reason it's not Doicha the Maimed, the reason Rosh Chodesh is not Doicha the Maimed, is because it's only a Minug. So how is the Mashmos of Rava that the Halal of Rosh Chodesh is a Derabanan when we see in the Gemara that it's only a Minug? So why does Rava say it's not Doraisa? Since Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa, it's not Doicha the Maimed. Even if it was just Derabanan, we Doicha the Maimed. So why is Rava told it in the fact that it's not Doraisa? He said, because it's not Doraisa, so it's not Doicha the Maimed. It doesn't matter if it's not Doraisa. Even if we're just Derabanan, it would be Doicha the Maimed. The fact is that it's a Minug. So Rava's Lashon seems to be misleading. Rosh Chodesh lav Doraisa, that the Halal of Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa. It's not even Derabanan, it's only a Minug. Now, b'yisod chiyah b'halal, we see in Pesachim, on Kuf Yud Zayin, on Aleph, שנביאים שבעיניהם תקנו להם לישראל שיאמרו מויסה על כל פרק ופרק ועל כל צורה וצורה שלא יטובו עליהם וכשנגול הם אומרו יסם על גאול עושם. So the Nevi'im amongst the Jews were mataking for the Jewish people that they should say a Hallel on every פרק ופרק. In other words, as the Rashbam has it, every regel and in every tzara that shouldn't happen to them, but does happen to them. When they're nigal from the tzara, then they say a Hallel. So first of all, what's this lashon of kol perek uperek? Kol perek uperek is mashma higia lepilkoi, higia lepilka. Right, somebody reaches their time. It's like a time period, perek zman. So it's mashma a certain time period. V'rein zedin al zmanim mesuyamim, elohu din al kol regel uregel. It's not a din on specific times. It's a din on every regel. So why call it perek uperek? Say I'll call regel uregel. Another kasha. What's the shaychus between these two inyanim? That they're mechayev halal. In other words, the kol perek uperek, every regel, and all every tzara. I'll call tzara v'tzara. That they're both mechayev halal. So, Bishlema, that are called Tzorah v'Tzorah, Shenegolim imenu al Yidei Hashem, V'day yesh lomar Halel Hashem al HaGeula. Aval ma ze inyan l'chol regel u'regel? What does that have to do with every holiday? You can't say that the regalim are for the tzaras that they were redeemed from. Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's why we say Hallel. Because what are you going to say about Shavuos? Shavuos, we weren't redeemed from any tzara. Maybe that the Hashem picked the mountains up over our head and he dropped it. But what was the tzara of Shavuos? Ayin b'toisvus. B'sukkah b'daf lamet chesam with aleph. Divor ma'asla mishahaya. Uvi yoyser yikshe. Me'a mevoral b'divrei agmara b'mesechet arachin. B'daf yud amud bet. שיקרו תלוי בשם מויד, ושרק מהייתיים אינו אומרים שירה בשבס. בכן שמהייתיים בבחג אמרינה בכל יוי מכיוון שחלוק עם הקורבן עושיהם, מה שאין כי בפסח שאין חלוק עם קורבן עושיהם. והיינו דוח השם מויד אחד הוא, וכאן כל יום ויום מועד בפני עצמו. So we see from the Gemara in Erchin that it's תלוי in the שם מויד. It's not because of its Sarah, it's because it is a שם מויד, and that's why we don't say Shiran Shabbos. Shabbos is not called a Moed. And that's why on Sukkot we say it every day, because every day is a different amount of Karbanos. Pesach is the standard amount of Karbanos every day. In other words, on Pesach, it's one Shem Moed. So you say Hallel once. But on Sukkot it's like each day is its own Moed. And why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Aye, it's called a Moed. It's like a Rasham Omeret, because it says, Hashir Yelechem Kalel Eskadish Achag. Laila Mekudish Lechag Ton Shiro. Vishain Mekudish Lechag Ain Ton Shiro. Uvirashi, the boy Mekudish Lechag, Hainu Shasul Vasias Malocha. So it has to be Mekudish, it has to be Mekudish Lechag, it has to be sanctified for the holiday. What does it mean sanctified for the holiday? That you're not allowed to do malacha. So it has nothing to do with being saved with a miracle. It's because it has a shem moed. And on a Hallel, we say Chanukah because of the nes. So we see these are two different reasons. There's nes, and then there's shem moed. Umawa mishutaf. So what's the common denominator between the being saved, having a Yeshua, and the Shem Moed? Not only that, we see in the Gemara in Pesachim Adav Tzadi Heo Mit Beis, She'oimrim Halel B'Sha'as Shchitas HaPesach. Why do we say Halel B'Sha'as Shchitas HaPesach? Because after Yisrael shorchtem es pischeyem, etc. Ve'ein oimrim halel. Could it be the Jewish people are shechting their Pesach and they're not saying halel? Lechi lechol liot. Rashi there says, dekeven d'dvar mitzvah uton halel. Since it's a dvar mitzvah, halel is required. Wait a second. Tio coach, as Dickie Vital used to like to say. Time out. Rashi says, since the Zidval Mitzvah requires Halal, there are 613 mitzvahs. And we don't have a Chiyav Halal on each mitzvah. Only I call Perek uPerek and I call Tzara uTzara. So why Dafka is it Mazen Yan the Mitzvah, but the Mitzvah Zu Dafka, right? To Kevin the Zidval Mitzvah uTon Halal. Mazen Kashur la Mitzvah, but the Zidval Mitzvah Azot Dafka. אז מוריי ורבותיי, אנחנו העמדנו חבילה של קושיות, והתפקיד שלנו בשיעור הבא זה להתחיל את המהלך לענות על הקושיות, ולראות בעזרת השם נפלאות מתורת השם. אז אנא הישארו עמנו, ואנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה, ונתחיל כבר אז את המהלך. לא שלא אוהבים קושיות, קושיות זה דבר נפלא מאוד, אבל יש אנשים שמפחדים מיותר מדי קושיות. זה כבר מסבך אותם. אז אנחנו בעזרת השם נתחיל עם המהלך ונראה אור בסוגיה, ובעזרת השם נגיל ונסיס בשמחת התורה. I thank you so much for listening. בעזרת השם נמשיך בלי נדר. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you for listening.